This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. A delegation-level talk was held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Paraguay President Santiago Pena Palacios in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the two leaders reviewed the entire gamut of bilateral relations. Speaking on this occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said both the countries have lots of potential avenues in the sectors including digital technology, agriculture, defence, railways and space, among others. He said India and Paraguay are together in the fight against terrorism.
मेरा विश्वास है कि आपसी सहयोग से हम साझी समृद्धि का मार्ग प्रशस्त करेंगे. एक्सेलेंसी, हमारे पास आर्थिक सहयोग सहित डिजिटल टेक्नोलॉजी, क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स, ऊर्जा, कृषि, स्वास्थ्य, डिफेंस, रेलवे तथा स्पेस जैसे क्षेत्रों में सहयोग के नए अवसर हैं. एक्सेलेंसी, आतंकवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई में भारत और पराग्वे कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर खड़े हैं.
Later, addressing the media this afternoon about the meeting between the two leaders, Secretary East in External Affairs Ministry P. Kumaran said, during their talks, Prime Minister Modi expressed his deep appreciation to Paraguay for its strong condemnation of the terrorist attack in Pahalgam.
This visit comes soon after the barbaric terrorist attack in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Modi expressed his deep appreciation to Paraguay for its strong condemnation of the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, as well as for the sincere condolences and solidarity expressed with the people and the government of India. Both leaders unequivocally condemned terrorism and violent extremism in all its forms and manifestations. On behalf of the Paraguayan people, President Peña expressed his deep solidarity with the victims and families of the terrorist attack.
Mr. Palacios is on a three-day state visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar also met President Palacios and appreciated his positive sentiments and guidance for enhancing India-Paraguay cooperation in many domains. Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to participate in the International Air Transport Association AITA's 81st Annual General Meeting at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The International Air Transport Association event, which commenced yesterday, will culminate tomorrow. The World Air Transport Summit will focus on key issues facing the aviation industry, including the economics of the airline industry, air connectivity, energy security, sustainable aviation fuel production, financing, decarbonization, and innovations, among others. Indian Institute of Technology Kanpur has announced the JEE Advanced Results 2025 today. Students can access their results on the website results25.jeeadv.ac.in. The JEE Advanced is for admission to the undergraduate courses at Indian Institutes of Technology and other participating institutions of technical education. The first rank was secured by Rajit Gupta, while the second rank was secured by Saksham Jindal. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with marginal losses amid weak cues from Asian markets. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex dropped 77 points to close nearly flat at 81,374. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 slipped 34 points to settle at 24,717. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the performance of the Indian contingent at the recently held 2025 Asian Athletics Championships in South Korea. Indian athletes delivered a powerful performance at the championship, winning a total haul of 24 medals, including 8 gold, 10 silver and 6 bronze. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that the nation is proud of the contingent's stupendous performance. He added that the hard work and determination of every athlete was visible throughout the tournament. Mr. Modi also extended his wishes to the athletes for their future endeavours. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings stormed into the final, defeating Mumbai Indians by 5 wickets in a qualifier 2 match at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. With this victory, the Punjab Kings will be looking to win its maiden title in the competition's history when they meet Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the final in Ahmedabad tomorrow. And that's the end of this news bulletin.